Tonight's Shir is Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph, Se'ivov, Zayin, and Ches. Se'ivov. Im Gomar Se'udoso, V'kidish Hayoim, Koidem She'berach Berachas HaMazon. If a person finished his meal, and it got dark outside, Shabbos starts, he didn't bench yet. V'vorach Berachas HaMazon al Kos Rishon, he should bench on one glass of wine. And then say Kiddush on a second glass of wine. And he should include Ritzei for Shabbos and benching. Even though he's benching before he ever said Kiddush. The Ramah says, and some say, you don't mention Shabbos and benching. You go by the beginning of the meal. The chain ikrin, that is the main halacha. Commission is barla el, siv simen kuf peches, that we learned before in simen kuf peches. The yesh machlokes, and there's a disagreement, im yito mikosh albirchas amozim koyosh kaddish, if he can drink from the case of benching prior to kiddish. Gam im serch lechom at achakish, there's also a disagreement, if he has to eat a little bit after kiddish, Kadeshia Kiddush Makom Suda to make it Kiddush Makom Suda, because some will say that the meal before is the Makom Suda. The Mechaber continues, V'yesh Oim, and some say, the Af Begmar Suda So Einu Mevarach Birchas Amos Dechila, that when he finishes his meal and it becomes Shabbos, he should not bench. El Peres Mapa, rather cover the table with a cloth, or Mekadesh and say Kiddush. Or Mevarach Hamotzi, and then say Hamotzi, V'ayuchu Ma'at, eat a little bit, and then say Birchas HaMazon for everything. The Ramah says V'hachi Nog, and that is the minig. The Hotzi es nafsho mi pluktas v'arishona, to avoid the different machloksim in the first view. According to the first view, you have shailas, do you say Ritzei? Don't you say Ritzei? You have shailas, do you eat after the Kiddush? Don't you eat after the Kiddush? You do it the second way, there's no shailah. If you just make Kiddush, eat a little bit, and then bench, for sure you say Ritzei, and there's no shailas. You remove the shailas. Mishnah Berurah of Kol Chav Zayin. Im Gomar Sudaso, if he finished his meal, and now it's Shabbos. Umar Gam Ken Shenot LaYodav L'Mayim Achronim. Now it has to be that he washed his hands from Mayim Achronim. V'kosh Yehizcho B'Virchas HaMazon, and before he benched, Ro'a Shekidish Olam Hayom, he notices that it's dark outside. The Bezeh, in this case, Svir that he holds, T'tchil B'Virch B'Virchas HaMazon El Kos Rishon. First, you should bench on a kos. Since he washed my machronim, Sarach Levarach take if he should bench right away. And Mashakas of Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, this is back in Kuf Ayin Tes. Avol Imlo Nota Yodav, but if he didn't wash my machronim, Gam Hadea Rishon Esvirle, even the first few of the Shulchan Aruch would agree, the Paris Mapa Umekadish, because he should cover the table with cloth and make Kiddush. For the Yvarach Bor Pia Goffin, he will not say Bor Pia Goffin, but Esa Kiddush when he says Kiddush. If he drank wine earlier in the meal, the chanal b'siftal, the kusen siftal. Va'afilu amar hav lanun uvarech, and even if he said the bais let's bench, gam kin mekash, but he'll still make kiddush first. Kim shalnot al yodav yidain if he didn't wash my machronim yet. Ach bezeh, but as soon as he says let's bench, tzorich levarach bor piagofen bais akish, he will have to say bor piagofen when he makes kiddush. Kim shalamar hav lanun uvarech, because as soon as he says let's bench, that's a hesach hadas. The Chanal B'Simon Kuf Ayin Tes Sifaf, like we learned before, in Simon Kuf Ayin Tes. Sivkar Chav Ches, Al Kos Sheni, he'll bench on one kos, make kish on a second kos. Avol in Oy Mishneim Al Kos Echot, he'll not do both on one kos. Dein Oysim Mitzvahs Chavilos, Chavilos, we don't bundle our mitzvahs. It makes it seem like the mitzvahs are a burden, you don't want to use a second kos. So therefore, we dafka use two koses. Sivkar Chav Tes, Shal Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says he'll mention Shabbos and benching. So Zlina Basar Hashti, go by the current time. Kivin de Bishar Shul Mavarach Kavad Eskad Shiyam, because at the time of benching, it's already Shabbos. Oma Kamalkam Pashat, the Lekuli Almam Lo Hizkos, Shul Shabbos and Echoza. But it's obvious that if he did not mention Ritzei in his benching, everyone would agree that he would not have to bench again in this case. Usually, on Shabbos, if you forgot to say Ritzei, you have to bench again. Not in this case, when the meal was actually before Shabbos. Sifkan Lamed, Basar Tchilas Hasuda. The Ramah takes issue and begins by saying, Yeshoimim, you don't say Ritzei, you go by the beginning of the meal. Shoyed Bizman Chol, the meal was during weekday. because the davka kishlo ochel mishechashechamum. And now again, this whole disagreement is if he did not eat anything once it was dark. Alam ochel ma'at gam mishechashechamum. But if he did eat a little bread when it was dark, l'kul yam b'tzerach l'haskos shashavus. Then there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees you have to say it. Say sifkan lam alf im yit oim. Then there's a machlokes. Does he taste the cup of wine from birchas hamazon before kiddush? There's the sfir luhu. There are those who hold takeif, that he says on the case of benching, he tastes a little bit. Like every case for benching, we don't look at it as if he's eating or drinking before kiddush, because the case belongs to the meal which was before there was an obligation to make kiddush. And according to this opinion, he's not going to make another Barapia Gafan on the coast of Kiddush, because the Barapia Gafan on the coast of Birchas HaMazon will extend out to the coast of Kiddush too. The is the sphere Luhu, others hold, that he does not drink from the coast of benching, because you may not drink or taste before Kiddush. Umeila, and since you can't taste from it, you can't make a barapia gafen either. So what he's going to do is take the kais of kiddush and say barapia gafen on that kais. Umekadish, say the brach of kiddush. Vishal say and drink the kais of kiddush. And then when he's done the kiddush, shoyse kais eshel birchas hamazon lo bracha. Then he'll drink the kais of benching without a bracha. Sifkan la beis lecho maat. The Ramah says in Machloikis, if he drinks from the kais of Birchas HaMazon, and there's a Machloikis if he has to eat a little bit after the Kiddush that he makes, in order to make Kiddush Magam Suda. The Yesh on Makassam say, Kimat Shachar B'Tchila, since he ate before, that is Kiddush Magam Suda. Have a Kiddush Magam Suda. So you don't have to eat anymore. You ate and you make Kiddush, that's Kiddush Magam Suda. The Yesh, others say, no, they don't actually Makam Suda, Kiv Shai Shachol. How's that Makam Suda if it was still weekday? So, at the B'Shabbos, the Echol Kapar Mat. So now on Shabbos, you have to eat a little bit. So the first view holds that since I ate and made Kiddush, that fulfills the requirement of Kiddush Makam Suda. He brings a Maksa Shekel in the notes that the Pasuk says, V'Karos L'Shabbos Einig. That B'Makam Einig means Makam Suda should be Kiddush. So you did that, even if the Suda was on Choyl. But Makam Seuda, he makes Kiddush. So that's why they hold it's good enough. The second she says, no, that's not good enough. It has to be on Shabbos. Sifkar Lama Gilba, Yesh Oim Da'af V'chulu. The Mechaber continues that some say that he should not bench first at all. Sfiru, they hold. Tal Kachot Tzorach Lechol Miyad Acha Kiddush, Kiddush Yenechsel Makam Seuda. You must eat after Kiddush to make it Makam Seuda. The Suda Shachal B'Tchila Einam Moel Sazeh. The Suda you ate beforehand does not make it Makam Suda Kanak, as I said before. V'kivin al karcha tzorach lechol. So if he's going to have to eat after Kiddush, Birchas HaMazon should be time lomeli. Why is he benching in the middle? V'dino k'mo makash b'am tzisudas v'niskal yab sifdal. So it becomes the halacha of sifdalid where you make Kiddush in the middle of the meal. Shaparis mapa, you cover the table with a cloth, makash make Kiddush. Because once you hold that you must eat after the Kiddush, so what are you benching for? Just make it one big meal. Sivkan lamadal de makash v'roch hamotzi. So he says Kiddush, and then he says hamotzi. V'lo domi l'de'el b'sivdal. Now this isn't like in sivdal, the yesh om de'in etzorach l'roch hamotzi. We brought a yesh om that you don't have to say hamotzi. And we ended up saying stuff about l'hokal. To hachashani, this is very different. The marish not the yodel my machronim, because we said he washed my machronim already. The chanak, we said before in sivkot and chavzayin. So everyone agrees, once you wash my machronim, you're done that first achila. And a mela, of course you have to say hamotzi l'kulyama if you're going to eat bread after Kiddush. And for the same reason, you would have to take barapia gafen on the wine of Kiddush. You're not going to be yotze with the barapia gafen you may have made earlier when you drank wine during the meal, because as soon as you wash my machronim, you lost all your brachas. But let's say he didn't wash my machronim, then you're exactly where you were in sifdal. Now it's a machleikus if you say hamotzi, you're not going to say barapia gafen, you're back to mamash making kish in the middle of a meal.
I'm sorry, when he washes my machronim, why does he lose his
brachas? Total hesach hadas. You lose the bracha rishon with hesach das. Once you wash mamar chonim, it's done. You're done. You're finished. Once you mesiach das, all the brachas are gone. Sifkar lamed hey v'oichel ma'at. So he's going to part his mapa. He'll make kiddush, say hamotzi, and eat a little bit. How much is a little bit? Hana kezayis al kaponim, a minimum of kezayis. Teshe nechsh l'makom su to make a makom su'uda. The Shartzim and Gimel says, really you should have a kebeya to make it a shear of Suda Shabbos. But for makom su'uda, kezayis is enough. Sifka lam evolve. The Ramah says, this is what you should do. You should do this way to avoid the sveikis. L'hoz yisnash v'chulu. Hana dem yaseh kedeya rishon, if he does the first mahalach, to bench first and then make kiddush, yibul b'sveikis, all kinds of shaylas. In the haska shel Shabbos, do you bench with Ritzei or not? Vim yom to mikos b'chzamos, do you drink from the kos of benching? Vim sorch lechol lach hakiddush, do you eat after the kiddush? V'after ata ena yoytzi dey dey rishona, so if you do the second way, you're going to wait for benching until after kiddush, so you avoid those shaylas, but you're not going to take care of the first view, the sfilu that holds, that sorch lechol b'chzamos miyad, that you really should have benched right after my machonim. Ha'adif, for the mice, this is better. Because once you do the first way, you run into a shah bracha according to the second view. You end up benching twice. You're benching, kiddush, eat, bench again. We don't do that. Siv Zayin. Even though it's forbidden to eat anything before kiddush. In Tom, if someone did mikadesh, he will still say kiddush. In Tom Mekadesh, if he tastes, he will make Kiddush, perish. Kol Ema Shen Nizkar, he'll make Kiddush whenever he remembers. Afilu B'Layel, even during the night. For the name of Sheyamtan al Moch, we don't say wait till tomorrow, Babok, or in the morning, Kodem Achila, before lunch, Kadesh Sheyakish, Kodem Hatima, that then you'll have a fulfillment of Kiddush before eating. We don't say that. Umash Ba'Poyiskim, it's part of the Poyiskim, the Avdaf Katim Ba'alma, it's not only if he ate a little bit, he still makes Kiddush. Even if he ate and drank, he still didn't lose the din. He should make kiddush afterwards. The question becomes, does he have to eat another meal after the kiddush? So the notes from Shulchan Aruch Harav, he doesn't have to. Because that which he ate before kiddush, near the kiddush, is your kish makom suda. We had the shaila in the previous sif, if you ate on weekday and make kiddush afterwards, is that kish makom suda? So we end up saying it's better not to do that. But if you ate Shabbos night and then made Kiddush, so the Shulchan Aruch says, that's Kiddush Makom Suda. However, he says, let's say there's a long lapse of time between the time you ate until you realized you didn't make Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says later on that he should eat again after Kiddush, at least the Gezayis. So if it's right after he ate, he chaps, they say Kiddush and you're done. But if there's a break between the time he ate and he realized he didn't make Kiddush yet, so then he should eat after Kiddush as well. Se'iv Ches. In lo kiddush b'layil, if someone did not make kiddush at night at all, b'mishogi b'mezid, whether by accident or on purpose, yesh lo tashlum l'machar kol hayom, he can make it up Shabbos day the whole day. The Ramah says va'omer kol kiddush alayil, he'll say the whole nusach of kiddush at night. But vad vayichul, of course, he leaves out vayichul. It means you say the barapi agafen and the brach of kiddush, but vayichul you're not going to say. Mishnah Berurah says kol lamed ches, yesh lo tashlum v'chul, he can make it up the next day. Now, as obvious, the kiddush has to be makom suda the same way it was at night. He has all day. Ad ben hashmorshes until twilight. Or ben hashmorshes, and if it's twilight, the Pimagodim says he should say kiddush without Hashem's name, without machus, psicha v'chasim at the beginning and the end. I ain't some look over there. Because it's a suffix. Sifkan mem lovad veichulu with the exception of veichulu. The fisher b'layel lohayz the gemar melechas Hashem isparach. It was that night time that the Kaddish Baruch Hu finished the malacha. So veichulu is appropriate to Friday night. Veichulu is not appropriate to Shabbos morning. The Baruch Hu finished ma'aseh brachos going into Friday night. The Pimigadim he mentioned that ben hashmash is a suffix that don't make the baruch Hashem malchus. The Shartzim points out that's only if you daven marav. Because loit the Magen Avram, he's yotzei d'oraisa with marv, so now it's only a safek d'rabbanon, safek d'rabbanon, you're not going to make the brachas. But if he didn't daven, so then it's a safek d'oraisa, then he probably would have to make the brachas. By safek d'oraisa, he's going to make the brachas, ben hashmashos also.
Which brachas?
The brach of Kiddush. The Shas, even Bar Pegavi says, could be left to drink before Abdullah, because to be Yotze Kiddush D'Oraisa overrides not to eat before Abdullah. The Bachos of Kiddush, Bar Pegavi and the Bachos of Kiddush. The notes point out that if a person did not make Kiddush Friday night, so then Shabbos morning he does not make another Kiddush. That is Kiddush. The Shabbos morning Kiddush is covered with his, when he says Friday night Kiddush Shabbos morning, that's going to take care of any responsibility for Kiddush Shabbos morning.